No more Groundhog Day for this check. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where I help you quit drinking with confidence, build unshakable self-trust, and lead a life that turns heads in business, health, and beyond. In life, hello, gals, I'm Becca Jacobson, and it is snippet time. Super excited because today you're going to hear another voice other than mine. I recently met up with and had a beautiful and inspiring conversation with a client named Bonnie. Bonnie was gracious enough to get together with me and share her journey. I'm not going to give you any more information than that. I'm going to let her tell the story herself. So here it is, a conversation I recently had with the lovely Bonnie. Bonnie, I am thrilled that you agreed to meet with me today. Honored. We've had quite a history, and I can't wait for the gals to meet you. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, and we'll get started with your story.
All right. Well, Becca, I'm honored to be in your presence and on your snippets. My name's Bonnie. I live in Tennessee, and been here for quite a long time, so I feel like it's my home now.
Nice. Excellent. Bonnie from Tennessee. Okay, well, let's get to it. Tell us, Bonnie, about your life before you came into my world. That's where we'll start.
Well, it was Groundhog's Day every day. It was reliving the same as the day before. I'd wake up every morning. Well, I'd wake up 2-3 o'clock in the morning with regret, shame, guilt, despising myself, despising that I drank so much again, despising the way I felt. I'd have rapid heartbeat and, headache, couldn't sleep. I was in a panic, and then tried for an hour or so to go back to sleep. And then when I did get up in the morning, it would be hell, and it would be probably trying to get through the day feeling horrible until about 5 o'clock, when I would just barely start recovering. And I'd think, I'm okay. I'm just, even though all day long, it's like, I'm not going to drink. And 5 o'clock, I'd start feeling a little better. And I would just drink again.
Yeah.
That was my everyday. And yeah, for a long time.
Had you tried to quit? Any specific efforts or get any help or anything?
Many times I've tried to quit. Mostly I've tried to quit on my own. Take breaks. Okay. And I have taken breaks. A week here, 2 weeks there. Maybe a 30-day or 40-day fast once a year. But I would always start back up again.
Were you always doing this alone, trying by yourself?
Yes, mostly. And then, well, I did tune into some YouTubes. I've tried some YouTube, AA on YouTube. Listened to it like all day long, day after day after day. Other people's YouTubes, listened to them. And I read books, quit with books. Then I bought a couple programs, went all the way through them. With one program, I went 127 days. That was the longest. Wow. That's the longest I've ever quit drinking for in 22 years.
And then what happened? You finished the program and then just slid back?
Well, I drank once. That's what happened. I drank once. And that was the end of it, or the beginning again of Groundhog
Day. That's true. That's all it takes is that one time, and then we're back to where we were.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did you find me, Bonnie?
You know, I listened to other podcasts about drinking and alcohol. I also took, there was a sober summit. I've done that a couple times, had notes and everything. Anyways, I think it just popped up by itself. Or I might have looked up a podcast about to quit drinking. But I think it just popped up one time and I listened. And I'm telling you, the first time I listened, I was like, oh, I think this is the podcast for me. And it has been ever since. Yeah. And that was in
October of last year.
Yeah. It didn't take me too long to call you. And we had our first conversation.
Okay, you're an action taker. I can hear that. You've tried other programs.
I
A
tried.
lot of women I talk, yeah, that's good. That's good. That shows how courageous you are and willing. And that kind of willingness, you're going to succeed eventually. And I was like that. I kept failing, but you got to keep trying, right? So that's what you did. That's what I admire about you. One of the many things, Bonnie. So then you join me. You're still with me, but what's this journey been like since October? Tell the gals, especially out there, what it was like meeting me for the first time. I think that's a hard thing for people to do, and I'd love to hear what that was like for you.
Well, I was pretty nervous. And it wasn't a long conversation. I gave you a very brief rundown of my story, I guess. And you said, okay, here's what I want you to do. And you gave me micro homework, micro assignments. And the first one, you taught me how to do deep breathing. And then after that, you asked me to meditate first thing in the morning every day. And then you pointed me to a place where I could get guided meditations. And the other thing you asked me to do was gratitude journaling every morning. So first the meditation, deep breathing, the meditation, and the gratitude journaling. And I'll just pat myself on the back a little bit because from the day you told me, and I wrote it was December 5th of last
Okay.
year, because that's when I started the gratitude journaling and the meditating, and have done so ever since, every day, ever since.
That's amazing. That's amazing, Bonnie. Congratulations.
It's
Every day.
amazing to me that I stuck to something for every day
Yeah.
for since that long.
You know, we're going to talk in a few minutes about the payoff for that because I'm here. I see what's happening for you. But I mean, that's it, right? We have to stick with it, even if it's uncomfortable. I'm so impressed. So we did that first few days together, and I gave you some pointers, and you took the bull by the horn, so to speak, and went for it. But then you joined my 8-week program. Tell me about that transition.
Well, first I
Actually, wasn't
joined
Juicy
Juicy
January in there
January.
first?
Yeah,
That's
Juicy
right.
January. Got myself a Juicy January journal, and it is now completely full with bookmarks,
Okay.
stuff stuck into it. It's full. I had to buy another one the other day.
Nice.
So the Perspectives program, what it did for me was it changed so many of my perspectives on drinking, on how I think about myself, my life, others. It has changed so much for me. I actually
What
like
about?
myself now.
Oh, wow.
Actually have some confidence in myself now where I, oh yeah, couldn't even make a decision.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know that you're a person who inherited some responsibility when your husband passed away, and I
I
see you
sure did.
stepping up. So I'd like you to talk, if you can, a little bit about how your ability to step up to those responsibilities changed with these new perspectives. Can you speak to that, Bonnie?
Well, I actually can't really put into words very well how it changed. Like, I just think that between the meditation, the gratitude journaling, and all the assignments that you've done in the program, I mean, that was an intensive 8 weeks, learning a lot. And I can't wait to go back through it again because we have it for life. And I would just say that I was thrown into so much more responsibility than I have ever had in my life. I was thrown into things I had no idea how to do and had to learn them. I had to, it was swim or sink,
Yeah.
so I swam, but that is what helped me so much. And I'm still evolving, I think.
The reason I asked you that, I kind of put you on the spot there. I realized that because you didn't know I was going to ask that question. But I want to tell you why I asked you that question, Bonnie, because I can see the difference. And when these responsibilities came up in your life and you had shared with me that they were this type of, having to deal with life on this level on your own, be independent and take care of new types of responsibilities, I saw the new Bonnie emerging where you were taking care of like weird responsibilities with lawyers involved and paperwork and stuff, right? That you had to take care of and stuff that's hard. if we've never had to do it before. And so I want you to know that I saw it, and that's why I asked, because I want to make sure you saw it and see it and feel it. But I hear that you're proud of yourself. So
I
that's
am.
amazing.
And you know what? I no longer, I don't want to jump into the next subject or anything, so I'll just wait for
No, go
you to ask
ahead.
me the question.
I
Well,
just wanted you to hear that. You jump in. Go ahead.
I just feel so much freedom now, and I no longer think about drinking. And I could never have done this. Now, I was drinking 6 months ago, up until 6 months ago, every single day, going through it, trying to swim through this, all these new things. And I will say, since being sober, I've probably made more progress in the last 6 months than the last 2 years before. That's what I
Wow.
think.
Wow. I'm honored that I got to be a part of that, Bonnie. That's amazing. That's amazing. So tell us about, you just said you never think about drinking. And just to let the listeners know, it just so happens this wasn't planned. I'm about to teach a class on triggers and cravings. By the time this is published, that class will be over. But out of curiosity, I asked you and the other gals in the group, are you still experiencing triggers and cravings? And I noticed your response. Can you speak to that? Tell us about your response to that question. And yeah, go
Yeah,
ahead.
I said no. And it's
Yeah.
because I thought, wow, I really am not. And oh my goodness, before the perspective, everything triggered me to drink. And all this stuff that I'm going through, more paperwork and more things today. I have phone calls and long holds for 40 minutes on hold and swimming in papers and lawyer stuff. And so I don't think about drinking to get out of it or to numb myself from it or to feel better about it, because I know it's not going to make me feel better about it. It's only going to make it worse and harder.
Well, that's true, Bonnie, but we always know that. We still drink. I mean, you knew that 2 years ago. This isn't going to make me feel better, but I'm going to do it anyway. But that's the difference, isn't it?
That
Right?
is the difference.
We.
I'm not going to do it anyway. I mean,
Yeah.
and you know what? It used to trigger me to open up my kitchen cabinet where I keep all the glasses, and I've kept one wine glass. And it's every single day when I go to get my glass of water, the wine glass is right there, eye level. And I used to think, gosh, I got to get rid of that, because every time I'd see that glass, I'd automatically want a glass of wine. Well,
Right.
now I just see it and I kind of just smile and go,
Wow.
I don't want any. And
That's amazing. So
I can walk through the grocery store, through the whole aisles of wine, and not think about buying any. Yeah.
this is where women want to get, and this is what I say. I say you can get to where it doesn't matter, and
Well,
I'm there too. It's
the
so freeing. I'm
difference,
so happy for you. Go
yeah,
ahead.
the difference, this is the difference, is I'm not just sober, I've recovered. And I mean, I'm
Yes.
still in recovery, I imagine. It's not that I have arrived. And I'm aware that if I think I can have another drink, that's my downfall right there, because I know I can't. And I don't even want to try,
Yeah.
because I've done that over and over and over and over and over. Yeah,
And
that's.
it is just that one drink that gets us. It's not the whole, all the bottles that come behind it. It's the first drink that takes us
Yeah.
down. Yeah, good for you. So I'm just curious, what is one change that you made during your time with me that you would share with anyone struggling with alcohol? One change.
The perspective program, that is the biggest change. But I mean, I feel like that changed everything for me. But maybe the biggest thing is, in regard to drinking, is I don't think about it anymore. That's the biggest change. No, maybe the biggest change is I like myself. I like
Yes.
myself now, and I don't beat myself up anymore. I have my back and I share my feelings. I don't hold them inside anymore. That
Right.
was a few things.
No, that's great. And I love your answer because the fact of the matter is that the Perspectives program works, and that's why I talk about it on the show all the time. And even if someone were to decide to go anywhere else, the point is we need help, right? And it just so happens that I'm the best coach on planet Earth and I have the best program. Well, that's, you know, what can I say, right? But it's, I'm not really being facetious. That is the thing that changed your life. That's a fact.
I believe that now. I do believe that now.
Yeah.
Seeing is believing sometimes, and I've been through it, and I did try many other things before, and I gave it a good try, but they stuck for 6 months so far, and I don't imagine anything else.
Well, that's the thing. It's a combination of two things. You find a path that appeals to you and then do it, right? So you and I hit it off. You like the snippets, you like the program, you like me, and so you thought, I'm going to get this. Look at your journal. It's overflowing.
And I
right?
love our group. I love our group. Yeah.
Yes.
The other women you connect with, that was huge. Yeah.
Exactly. You've got to find the path and do the path, not just find it, but do it and be consistent and willing. But it's not painful. So is this a painful journey, Bonnie? What's it like?
No, it's not painful at all. It's wonderful. I feel like it's just been wonderful. It's been life-changing. It's been the most peaceful that I've been in a very long time. It's definitely the most free that I've been regarding alcohol in 22 years.
Wow. You sound very peaceful. I mean, that's what a meditation practice, consistent every day since the beginning of December. That's a long time. So that's what that will do for you. I'm so proud of you, Bonnie, and I'm so honored that you came into my world and decided to let me help you. What's one thing you would say to anyone who's just trying to decide, should I get help? What would you say?
Oh, get help. And I would say get help from Becca. I don't want to sound like an advertisement or anything. She's not paying me to do this.
No, but, I'm not.
No. But I would say, how long have you struggled with this?
Right.
How long have you tried on your own? And how long do you want to continue to do that for? And
beautiful.
That's where I was at. And I finally found a place where I felt like I don't have to struggle anymore. This is my help. I got my help. And I went with it. I didn't have a lot of doubts or questions or anything. But that's what I would tell anybody and everybody, that get help and get Becca's help. If you're 40 or over, which I am quite a bit over, get help.
Thanks, Bonnie. I appreciate that. No, I'm not paying you. But, you know, the facts are the facts, right? We're not here doing an advertisement. We're trying to help other women. And it is a scary step to take. You know, it's a scary step. I get that. That's why I didn't get sober till I was 52. That's why we wait. That's why we waste time. So we're here to support and help and love each other. I'm sure somebody out there is hearing you right now and thinking, wow, if she can do this. So thank you so much for coming today and sharing your story with the Snippet Lovers. Yeah. It's been awesome talking to you and spending the last 6 months together. So anyways, any last words for the Snippet Lovers out there?
Well, yeah. If I can do it, and I'm 68, if I can do it, you can do it.
Beautiful. Thank you, Bonnie. And there you have it, my conversation with Bonnie. She didn't mention it, but I'm going to go ahead and mention it for her. Bonnie's a business owner. She runs a business, and I know for a fact she runs it well, very well. She actually inherited it from her husband who passed away. And so she didn't go into it intentionally, but I know that she's really stepping up to the challenge, because that's what we do around here. We are powerful women and we step up when challenges arrive. And I know that she's made significant changes in that business and it's doing very well. So congratulations there too, Bonnie. You're amazing. So if any of this hit home for you gals and you want to find out what the Perspectives experience is all about, now is a good time to find out. You can go to the show notes, tap the link you'll find there, take you directly to my personal calendar, book a call, and we can have a chat. I'd love to hear your story and find out if the Perspectives path is right for you. You never know. Today could be the day that you stop starting over. Today could be the day. See you tomorrow, gals. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.